Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra is the daughter of the Holy Prophet Muhammad and Sayyida Khadija, peace be upon them all. According to most narrations, she was born in Mecca on the 20th of Jumadul Akhirah, and her birth brought great pleasure to the Holy Prophet and Sayyida Khadija. According to some historians, when Sayyida Fatima was born, some women and angels of paradise came to help her and also bringing her water from the fountain of Kawthar. Fatima means separated and protected from ignorance and impurity. It means the one who is kept away from the fire of hell. It means the one who is adorned with all virtues, merits and purities. And it means the one who shall save herself and her followers and lovers from the fire of hell. She is also known by many titles such as As-Siddiqa, which means the most truthful and extremely honest woman. Al-Mubaraka, which means the blessed woman, as she was granted much blessings from Allah. And she herself was a source of blessings, as the Imams are all descendants of Sayyida Fatima. At-Tahira, it means the pure woman. She was the purest one among all women of the world. Allah has endowed her with this favor. Az-Zakiyya, the purified soul. Ar-Radiyya, the one who was content with Allah's will. Mardiyya, the one with whom Allah is satisfied with because of her worship, morals and good deeds. Al-Muhaddatha, which means the one whom the angels talk to. Az-Zahra, the shining one. She was called this because of her great faith and high morals that would shine to the heavens. She was also named Abiha, the mother of her father, which literally means she was too kind and loving to her father and always looked after him. She would help in feeding the Prophet and needy. She would help with the water and attend the wounds of the Prophet and his needs. Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam was brought up by her father, learning the Holy Quran and all things about verses and verdicts. The people found her to be a special person. Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam was the highest example in chastity, honor and veiling for all women. Once, a blind man asked permission to visit Sayyida Fatima. When the Prophet saw them, he asked his daughter Fatima alayhi salam, "Why did you cover yourself fully, though he is blind and could not see you?" She said, "He could not see me, but I could see him." The Prophet said, "I witness that you are a part of me." Veil is beauty and honor for women. Whenever a woman adorns herself with chastity, she will be in the highest position and most honorable rank. The veil and chastity of Fatima alayhi salam is a high example for every woman who wants to live honorable in the society. When Sayyida Fatima was a little older, many companions hurried to the Prophet to ask for the hand of Sayyida Fatima in marriage. The Prophet said to these people that he was waiting on orders from Allah first. The Prophet received the message to marry his daughter with Imam Ali alayhi salam. When any poor person came to see the Prophet, he would say, "Go to my daughter's house, Fatima. She is the most kind." According to some narrators, she even gave away her wedding dress on the night of her wedding to a person in need. Sayyida Fatima and Imam Ali's children were Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and Sayyida Zainab. Some historians also say that they had a daughter called Kulthum. She also had a son called Muhsin, who died in the belly of Sayyida Fatima. Once, Imam Ali alayhi salam went to ask the Prophet for a servant for Sayyida Fatima to help them. Answering this request, the Prophet went to Sayyida Fatima and taught her a tasbih and said that this was better than having a servant. This tasbih is famously known as tasbih of Sayyida Fatima. Imam Hussein once said that he often saw his mother absorbed in prayer and always noticed that she prayed for the neighbors and others before she prayed for herself and her family. Mus'haf of Fatima is the name of a book, the contents of which was revealed to Sayyida Fatima and was written down by Imam Ali. Today the book is kept with the 12th Imam al-Mahdi. According to narrations, the contents in the book is not the Holy Quran, as some may claim. One day, Imam Hassan and Hussein became ill. The Prophet told Imam Ali and Sayyida Fatima to vow a fasting for Allah. They all vowed to fast for 3 days, when their two sons would recover. After they all recovered, Imam Ali had no money to buy food for their iftar. He borrowed some barley. Sayyida Fatima milled and baked some of that barley for the iftar on the first day of their fasting. Then a poor person came asking for food. All members of the family gave their shares to the poor man and spent their night with no food. On the second day, and at the time of iftar, another poor person knocked on the door asking for some food. They all gave their shares of food and spent the second night having no food. On the third day, Sayyida Fatima milled and baked the rest of the barley. At the time of iftar, someone knocked on the door asking for some food, and they did the same as they did on the previous 2 days. On the fourth day, the Prophet came to them and saw them very weak and suffering from hunger. Then he did a dua for their well-being. At those moments, the angel Gabriel came down to the Prophet, carrying with him these verses as a reward from Allah for these great people. They are known as the verses of Abrar. Another verse was revealed on the occasion when the chief of the Christians came to the Prophet to argue with him about Islam. After a long argument, they agreed to pray to Allah and ask Allah to curse those who lie. When the time came, the Prophet brought his daughter Fatima, Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein, peace be upon them. When the Christians saw the Prophet with his family, who were highly glorified and revered by all people, their hearts were filled with fear and horror. The Christians stopped the process of cursing and asked the Prophet for forgiveness. The verse of Mubahala was revealed about this event. There are many other verses and traditions about Sayyida Fatima, which are too numerous to list here. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Four women are the best among all in paradise: Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh; Maryam, the mother of Nabi Isa; Khadija, his own wife; and Fatima, his own daughter." During the last few months of her life, some very unpleasant and painful incidents occurred. It has been mentioned that during this period, no one saw Fatima al-Zahra smiling. The passing of her father caused her great distress. The event of Saqifa, the unlawful confiscation of the Khalifat, the confiscation of the land of Fadak, which the Prophet had gifted to her, are some of the most important events that took place during this period. Being at the side of Imam Ali, she was one of the main opponents against the Saqifa Council and the governance. It was because of this stance that they had become targets of the government's threats. In some narrations, it states when Imam Ali refused to pay allegiance to the Khalif, the government attacked the house of Sayyida Fatima, which caused her to have a miscarriage of her child Muhsin. After this incident, she fell ill and a short time later was martyred. On her deathbed, Fatima alayhi salam made a request that all those who oppressed her and angered her should not participate in her funeral prayer and asked to be buried at night. The Holy Prophet said, "Fatima is part of me, and he who makes her angry makes me angry." Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.